The topic this morning that we're going to be talking about is don't let your blessings go to your head.
Amen.
Don't let your blessings go to your head. The first topic is puffed up in ourselves. Puffed up in ourselves. Understand what God said. Understand what God said. Know God for yourself. Know God for yourself. We're going to go to the throne of grace right now. My Heavenly Father, Lord God, you are an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Now, Father, I just ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to come in this place. Father God, I ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to speak a word to your people. To give them what it is, Father God, that you would have them to have, Lord God. Move me out of the way, Father, because I'm just a vessel to be used by you. I'm nobody, Lord God. But, Father, you're everybody. You're everything. And, Father, we're going to stand on your promise and we're going to stand on your word. Father, speak a word to your people. We ask this, Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
The first point that we're going to talk about is puffed up in ourselves. And when we look at this particular passage here, that Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, it's a short passage, but it says a lot. It says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his own wisdom. And I began to look at that, to glory in his own wisdom. And that's what we will do. When God has given us wisdom and knowledge and understanding to be able to do some things, then we begin to think that it's us, ourselves, that is doing it. So what we tend to do then is that we tend to kick God to the side or to the curb and say, I can do this. I can handle this now by myself. But God is reminding us here of something, that we can never get to the point that we feel that we no longer need him. And then he says, let not the mighty man glory in his might. See, sometimes we feel like we're strong in some areas, that we have everything covered, you know, nothing can bother us, nothing can get to us. But God is letting us know, if it had not been for me, where would you be? See, sometimes we forget about that. And we forget about it, and we think we're doing all this in our own strength. We think we wake ourselves up in the morning. We think we put ourselves down at night. We think we're doing that in our own strength. This is what God is saying. So what he's letting us know, don't forget who woke you up this morning. Don't forget who put food on your table. Don't forget who put clothes on your back. Don't forget who gave you the job that you have. Don't forget these things. Because sometimes we get to the point that we forget and we get puffed up in ourselves. He says, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
Yeah.
See, sometimes when God blesses with plenty,
yeah,
we start doing all kind of things except what God told us to do.
Amen.
See, God has let us know that when he blesses us, it's not just for us.
Amen.
Those blessings that God gives us sometimes are to help somebody else. But we get so full of this is mine and what God has given me, and you go get yours.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anywhere in the scriptures that God said that. God said to help one another.
Yeah.
And if we're in a better position than someone else, then we should do just that. Now you may ask, well, how do I know who needs the help?
Yeah.
The way you know is that God will point them out. You don't have to seek them out. They don't have to seek you out. God will point them out to you. He will let you know, this brother, this sister, they need some help, and they're genuine. Now, yeah, there are all kind of fakers and shakers out here. People trying to deceive you.
Yeah.
All over, all the time. But that's where the wisdom comes in. But that wisdom does not come from man. That wisdom comes from who? That wisdom comes from God.
Yeah.
And as we understand that God is the one who's leading, guiding, and directing us in that wisdom and not wisdom of man, then we can never go wrong.
Yeah.
But listen at this. In Ecclesiastes 9 and 11,
you're in all this grace, you're in
Solomon
all
says it best, and it's broken down so clear. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, hey Lord, nor favor to men of skills, but time and chance happens to them all. That means at some point in time, all of that's going to fade away. Your knowledge, we lose our minds in all kind of ways. Today is Alzheimer's going on and dementia. You know, that you get to the point you don't even remember who you are. Unless God keep your mind, you can lose it. And then it talks about the riches. Unless God keeps it, you can lose it. Bread on your table. Unless God provide it, you can lose it. And then he says, the battle of the strong. You know, we're so busy knowing we're so strong until we just going to and fro. Seeing what we can do. Seeing what we can take over. Seeing what we can have. You know, when God bless you with something, it seems like sometimes we always want more. It's never, ever enough. We never have enough. We're always trying to get more and more. But God is letting us know this is not his way. This is not the way that we should act. This is not the way that we should carry ourselves. We need to first understand something. We need to understand that without God, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are possible. See, don't ever get to the point where we get so high and mighty. We get to the point where we have no understanding to understand that if it was not for God, we wouldn't be standing here today. See, God is the one who gives us life. God is the one who takes life. We have to understand and give God the glory in everything that we do. Understanding what God said, the next point. That's where the knowledge of the Word of God comes in. See, sometimes we won't take the time to open up our Word, to read the Word, to see what God says. That's why we don't know. That's why we don't have understanding. That's why we continue to go down the same path over and over. Why? Because we don't seek after what God says. We don't seek after the knowledge. We don't seek after the wisdom of God. We're seeking our own knowledge. We're seeking our own wisdom. But God is letting us know, if we stay on the path with him, look for him for everything, then our lives would be what? Our lives would be different. Our lives would be better. He's letting us know, don't get puffed up. Understand what I said. Understand that I am God. Understand what you need is in me. Understand that I'm here for you. Understand that I provide for you. Understand that I love you. Understand that I'm here. That's what we have to understand. Because God can provide everything that we need. The next one talks about know God for yourself. Know God for yourself. Verse 24 says this. But let him who glories, glory in this. That he understands and knows me. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. So God is telling us, number one, he said, I am God. I am God. And because I am God, he said, this is what I do. He said, I exercise loving kindness. God can send people your way that can show you some grace, that can show you some favor. These things come from God. See, man don't have the mindset of the heart to be able to exercise these type of things. Love. Kindness, forgiveness, all this comes from God. And until we learn to know what God says and we know God for ourselves, when you know God for yourself, then you begin to understand how God operates. And you will not take it in vain, because you're going to walk the way he told you to walk. You're going to talk the way he told you to talk. You're going to do what he told you to do. And he said, judgment. See, we want to look at God and we want to take that first part and say, oh, he's loving, he's kind, he's this. Yes, he is. But God is also a God of judgment.
Amen.
That means when we take the time not to recognize or know who he is for ourselves,
yeah,
and we begin to do things that are not lining up with what he says,
yeah,
then that's when the judgment comes.
Amen.
The judgment will come on us in our lives.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're not doing what God told us to do. And then he says, for he is the righteousness in the earth. So what does that tell me? That means there is no righteousness in this earth without God. People walk around all day long saying, I'm a righteous man.
Yeah.
In whose eyesight? Because God said they're none righteous. No, not one.
Yeah.
And the only way that we can become righteous is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the only way that we can be made righteous. Because why? We are not equipped. We were born in sin and shaken in iniquity. So we're not equipped. We're sinners. We're not equipped for our own righteousness. But Jesus Christ is equipped for our righteousness. He's equipped to give us what we need to get through this process on a daily basis. Jesus has what we need. He's the answer. In Malachi 7:18, he says, who is a God like you? Pardoning iniquities and passing over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. Look at what that says. Who is God like you? He pardons. Thank you, Lord. He forgives our sins. That's what pardon means. He forgives our sins. We sin. God knows we sin. But he forgives us our sins. And then he says he even passes over the transgressions of the remnants of his heritage. That's us. We belong to him. Those of us who believe. That believe in Jesus Christ. That believe in God. He has some good things for us. He looks over some of our faults. And he what? He sees our needs. See, this is what he's telling us. He looks beyond that and he sees our needs. He does not retain his anger forever. God gets mad with us because we're not doing what we need to do. We're not giving him praise. We're not honoring him. We're not lifting him up. We're not showing him any great. We're nothing. We just get up in the morning. We don't pray. We don't say thank you. We just go about our business. But what he said was, he said, won't last forever.
Amen.
I won't hold it against you, is what he's saying. I'm not going to, can you imagine? When we get angry at people, we want to hold it against them forever. But God said he will not do that. The God that we serve is a merciful God. He said he delights in mercy. He loves showing us his mercy. We only hear by God's mercy and God's grace.
Yeah.
We didn't pay any price for Calvary. Okay. We didn't pay a penny for salvation.
Yeah.
All we had to do was believe in the sacrifice that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Yeah.
That Jesus Christ got up out of the grave.
Yeah.
That Jesus Christ is alive today.
Yeah.
That's what we had to believe. That was all free to us. He said, once we believe that, now we're what? We're saved. And now we're his. And as we're now, we're saved and we're his, then now he expects us to walk a certain way.
Yeah.
Deliver me from a Christian who's saved and think that's all they have to do. There is more that we have to do. We have to do what God told us to do. And that was to keep his commandments. That's to love our brother as ourselves. To love our neighbors as ourselves. To help somebody along the way. This is what God is telling us to do. He said to be obedient and to love the Lord thy God with all their heart. We have to do these things because as we do these things, now we know God. We know God because we're walking with him. We know God because we're talking with him. We know God because we take the time to go into his word and see what thus says the Lord. God is a good God. He don't make no mistakes. See, we have to get to the point that we understand that we cannot make it through this life by ourselves.
Yeah.
We cannot come to the other side by ourselves.
Yeah.
There's no way that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven without Jesus.
Yeah.
There's no way, because he said the only way that we can get to God is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Once we have accepted Jesus Christ and we accepted the way of Jesus Christ,
oh, yes,
once we have done that, then we're able to walk the right way. We're able to live our lives the way God intended us to live our life. You know the thing that I like best? God never promised us, church, that it would be easy.
Yeah.
But one thing he did promise, he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
Because he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God that was in the beginning. He's the God that created the heavens and the earth. And as soon as we acknowledge that and recognize that he is the Lord thy God, and we acknowledge that he is the Lord our God, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. We got to start to walk as he told us to walk. So remember this if you don't remember anything else. Don't get beside yourself when the blessings start coming. Because sometimes that's what we do. When things are going well, oh, we don't need nobody. But the moment things start to go sideways, then we want to remember God. But I tell you today to remember God each and every day. Remember God in everything that you do. Trust God in everything that you do. Because God is a way maker. He will make a way for you out of no way. God is the one that will do that for you. So don't get puffed up. Understand what God said. Know God for yourself. When you do that, the world can't do you any harm.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."